This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And now's the time when we look at today in history, and we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1959. The very first Barbie doll goes on display at the American Toy Fair up there in New York City. Barbie made her debut today. And, you know, there was a long time where people looked at the Barbie doll and they said, hey, it's a great toy for your daughter. But now, Barbie, over the last several years, has been taking a lot of heat for giving young women and women of all ages a bad message when it comes to their bodies. Like, Barbie's always had a seemingly thin body. And so now, over the last several years, we've seen Barbies with different types of bodies. Big Barbie, big butt Barbie. We've seen different types of Barbie dolls to make women feel better about themselves.
It must be a girl thing. When the last time you passed down a toy section and you saw He-Man or G.I. Joe and you felt bad about yourself?
Yeah, Coleman, you're right. I think that might be a woman thing. But despite the criticism of Barbies, sales of Barbie-related merchandise soar, topping $1 billion every year.
Cha-ching.
By 1993. And she's a global icon at this point, and now there's all different types of Barbies out there. March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1985, the very first Adopt a Highway sign goes up. You seen those?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Do you know where the first one was?
I want to say California.
No. Texas.
Oh, wow.
Highway 69 in Texas. That highway was adopted by the Tyler, Texas Civitan Club, which committed to picking up trash along a designated 2-mile stretch of the road. Now, it's interesting how you see Adopt a Highway signs all over the place, but what about just adopt a regular street? Like Canal Street here in New Orleans. I see garbage on Canal Street, or maybe adopt a dead-end street, because there's seemingly garbage all over the place.
I'd like to adopt a sewer drain or a pothole.
Boy, if we did adopt the potholes here in New Orleans, I think we'd be onto something.
Yeah.
I really do. And finally, March 9th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2004, singer Tom Jones was banned from wearing tight leather pants. Who banned Tom Jones? Well, his manager, it's also his son, Mark Jones. He said, Dad, you know, it's 2004, you're getting old, it's time for you to dress your age.
That player hater.
Yeah, it worked for Tom Jones for all of those years. I mean, he's a guy that's known for not only having a great voice, but when he performs live on stage, historically, women have thrown their underwear at him, whether it's their bras or their panties or whatever. And I think that the leather pants had a lot to do with that.
All right, this sounds player hating and body shaming at the same time.
You ever wear leather pants, Coleman?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been to a few Ren Fests.
Only at Renaissance festivals.
Yeah. Have the whole leather outfit with the sword and all that.
You wouldn't wear them on just a regular Monday morning in the month of March?
If the weather will cooperate.
Mm. Well, that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Here on the John Osterlin Morning Show. It's New Orleans live and local morning radio show. There's not that many of those out there. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.